All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You? November 25th, 1982. In the news, the Hawaiian Islands were battered by their first hurricane in 23 years, as Hurricane Iwa carried gusts up to 110 miles per hour. Johnson & Johnson has begun a $50 million newspaper blitz, containing a $2.50 coupon toward the purchase of any kind of Tylenol. It's an action intended to boost sales of the ailing pain reliever after the cyanide scare in Chicago. At the movies, a large Halloween mask-making company has plans to kill millions of American children with something sinister hidden in Halloween masks.
Halloween, the barriers will be down between the real and the unreal. And the dead might be looking in.
Tom Atkins stars in Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
You happen to know anything about this Cochran?
All I can tell you, mister, is watch out. He's watching you, friend, I guarantee you that.
Thursday Night TV features Joni Loves Chachi, Too Close for Comfort, Fame, Taxi, and Cheers.
But what I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
Cliff, explanation, please.
Now, how do you know he has one?
$5 says he does, 10 says it's a doozy.
When the British ruled the Punjab, $10 all the way. They drank steaming hot pots of tea on the hottest days of the year to balance out their inside and outside temperatures. See, conversely, drinking an ice-cold drink on a cold day actually results in a more comfortable body temperature.
All right. Why do you drink ice-cold beer on a hot day?
Mr. Clavin. What else are you going to do with it?
And on the radio, Joe Jackson breaks into the top 10 with Steppin' Out.
We'll be there.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1982.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.